USA Radio News. I'm Kenneth Burns. President Trump signed two executive orders of note Friday. One order directs federal law enforcement to prosecute people who damage federal monuments or statues and threaten to withhold money from local governments that fail to protect their own statues from vandals. In the order, he wrote, anarchists and left-wing extremists have sought to advance a fringe ideology that paints the country as fundamentally unjust. In an unrelated order, the president directed who the federal government prioritizes in hiring. The goal is to prioritize a job applicant's skills over educational credentials. Administration officials say the shift will allow the government to hire a more inclusive workforce. The president's daughter and senior advisor Ivanka Trump added it will ensure that the government is able to hire based on talent. Also on Friday, a bad day on Wall Street, the Dow off 730 points. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Mississippi health officials are urging people to wear facial masks and to social distance after the state hit a one-day record total for new coronavirus cases. Jackson, Mississippi Mayor Chukwe Antar Lumumba told ABC News, they're watching things.
The first effort is one of communication and admonishment, a gentle admonishment of our residents to take the precautions that we are advising them to take. And I think that as we have seen some of the news cycle change, not only locally but nationally, people have grown less concerned about that over time.
Mississippi Health Officer Thomas Dobbs said if his state is not careful, quote, we'll look like New York. Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott told television station KVIA he shouldn't have rushed to reopen bars. There are now more than 5,000 people in the hospital in the Lone Star State because of coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Airlines aren't messing around when it comes to wearing masks on flights, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Air travelers who refuse to wear face masks on planes to protect passengers and crew from COVID-19 are not only being stopped from flying now, but may also be banned from flying commercially in the future. Delta's CEO saying customers who choose to not comply with this or any other safety requirement risk losing their future flight privileges. Last week, American Airlines blocked a traveler from flying into New York after he refused to wear a mask.
Another Grammy Award-winning country band is changing its name. USA Radio's John Hunt with details.
Grammy-winning country group The Dixie Chicks have dropped the word Dixie from their name and are now going just by The Chicks. The band's social media accounts and website were changed to include the new name for the band. The Chicks, who are releasing their first new album in 14 years, now also released a new video for their song called March March, which features videos and images from the recent Black Lives Matter rallies. The move follows the decision by the country group Lady Antebellum to change its name to Lady A after acknowledging the word's association to slavery. A statement on the Chicks' website says, "We'd like to continue to meet this movement." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The social media network Facebook said it will remove posts that incite violence or attempt to suppress voting, even from political leaders. The company gave in to public pressure and an emerging advertiser boycott. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.